Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a DJ intro in Ableton Live 12 that feels proper smoked out, warehouse heavy, and rooted in that old school jungle and DNB energy. Now, the big idea here is simple. A DJ intro is not dead space before the drop. It's a tool. It gives another record room to mix in. It sets the mood, and it tells the listener what kind of world they've just stepped into. For this style, we want dark atmosphere, dusty break movement, a teasing bass presence, and enough tension that when the drop arrives, it really lands. So let's build this step by step. First, set up your intro section. In Ableton, make a group for your intro elements and keep it separate from the main drop, drums, and bass. That way, you can shape the intro like a scene, not just like a loop. I'd usually aim for 16 bars if I want a proper DJ-friendly build, but 8 bars can work if the track is more direct and punchy. Place locators in arrangement at the start of the intro and where the drop will hit. This helps you think in phrases. And in drum and bass, phrasing matters a lot. 4-bar and 8-bar movement is what makes the energy feel natural to a DJ and to the crowd. Now let's create the atmosphere layer. This is the smoke in the room. Take an atmospheric sample, maybe a noise bed, a vinyl texture, a field recording, a chop tail from a stab, or even a break tail you've resampled. Drop it onto an audio track and warp it with Complex Pro if needed. Then pitch it down a little. -3 semitones gives you a darker musical shift. -5 to -7 semitones gives you that murkier, more warp jungle feel. After that, shape it with EQ8. High pass it so it's not fighting the sub. A good starting point is somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz, depending on the sample. If it sounds boxy, dip a little around 300 to 500 Hz. And if it gets harsh, ease back a bit in the 3 to 6k Hz range. Then add reverb. Don't drown it. Just give it space. A long decay, maybe 4 to 8 seconds, works well for that smoky warehouse feeling. Keep the dry slash wet somewhere moderate, and cut the low end out of the reverb so it doesn't muddy the mix. High cut the top a little too, so it feels dark rather than shiny. Next, add auto filter and automate the cutoff over the intro. Start filtered and narrow, then slowly open it up as the bars move forward. That slow reveal is a huge part of the tension. You're not trying to show everything at once. You're making the listener lean in. Now for the break bed. This is where the intro starts to get its movement. Drag in a classic break, or build one with simpler and slice it up. If you slice the break to MIDI, you get a lot more control over the groove, which is perfect for jungle-style arranging. You can keep the backbone of the break, add ghost hits, and drop in little hat fragments or reversed bits to make it feel alive. Run the break through drum bus for some grit and attitude. You don't need to overcook it. A little drive can add heat, and a bit of transient emphasis can help the break speak through the atmosphere. If the low end feels too full, tighten it up with EQ8 so the intro doesn't steal weight from the drop later. A key thing here is restraint. The intro should imply the rhythm, not fully reveal the whole groove. A few well-placed snare taps or hat fragments can be more effective than a busy, fully exposed break pattern. Old-school energy often comes from suggestion. Now let's add the bass tease, not the full bass line. Just a hint. Use operator or wave eatable and build a simple low layer. A sine wave works great for this. You can also use a softly detuned Reese fragment if you want a more ominous vibe. Keep it filtered low and restrained. The idea is to suggest the drop, not give away the answer. If you want the intro to feel heavier on smaller speakers, add a touch of saturator or overdrive, but keep the actual sub clean. And remember, below about 100 or 120 Hz, you want the bass to stay centered and solid. Use utility if you need to check mono or tighten the width. A nice trick is to hold the bass tease back for most of the intro, then open it slightly in the last few bars. That way, the listener feels the pressure building. It's like the room is waking up. Now we shape the whole thing with automation. This is where the intro stops being a loop and starts becoming an arrangement. Automate the atmosphere filter. Automate reverb sends. Automate the volume of break fragments so they gradually become more exposed. You can even automate a tiny bit of pitch movement on a resampled texture if you want a subtle lift. A strong intro layout could be: first 4 bars, just atmosphere. Next 4 bars, the break fragments enter. Next 4 bars, the bass tease appears. Final 4 bars, the filter opens and the energy ramps toward the drop. That kind of gradual reveal feels really good in a DJ context. It gives the mixer space, but it also keeps the crowd locked in. Now let's talk transitions and FX. Keep them useful and underground sounding. A reversed break tail before a new phrase, a short noise swell, a dubby delay throw from a Sare Ghost, or a little impact with the low-end cutout can all help the intro feel intentional. Echo can work really well here. Keep the feedback moderate and darken the repeats, so they fall back into the space instead of jumping out too much. You can also resample a tiny bit of the intro, reverse it, and place it right before the drop. That little tape-like pull is a very classic jungle move, but don't overdo the effects. The intro still needs to feel like a DJ tool. If it's too flashy, it starts fighting the job it's supposed to do. Now the most important mix lesson in the whole thing, protect the low end. This is where a lot of intros go wrong. If the atmosphere, FX, and break are carrying too much low-frequency energy, the drop won't feel bigger. In D&B, contrast is everything. So high-pass your non-bass tracks. Keep the sub-area clean. Check your intro in mono, and listen to what's actually happening below the surface. If you want the intro to feel heavier without adding more bass, build density in the mids. Use a little saturation. Let the break have some dust and crunch. Keep the atmosphere roomy. That gives you the illusion of weight without clogging the bottom end. Then shape the final handoff into the drop. The last bar or two before the drop should feel like a clean selector-style transition. Pull some of the atmosphere away. Let the break get a little more exposed. Open the bass tees slightly. Maybe add one final snare pickup or a reversed hit right before the downbeat. If the drop starts on bar 17, then bars 13 to 16 are your ramp. That's where the tension should peak. And right before the drop, you can thin the texture just a bit so the first hit lands with more impact. Silence, or near silence, can be powerful if you place it well. A few quick teacher notes before we wrap up. Think in DJ utility first, sound design second. If another track can mix into this cleanly, you're doing it right. Use contrast as your main arrangement tool. Let one element tell the story, and let the others support it. And always check the intro at low volume. If it still feels ominous when turned down, your texture and balance are working. If you want to push this further, try making three versions of the same intro. One sparse, one standard DJ-friendly, and one heavier warehouse version. Keep the same source materials, but change the level of grit, the amount of automation, and how much bass tees you reveal. That's a great way to train your ear and figure out what actually makes the intro feel useful in a mix. So the takeaway is this. A great smoky D&B intro is about tension, space, and phrasing. Pitched atmosphere, a dusty break bed, and a subtle bass tease can create that jungle energy without overcrowding the mix. Keep the low-end discipline, automate in phrases, and make every element earn its place. If the intro feels like it could open a warehouse set and still leave room for the drop to slam harder, then you've nailed it.